There are two types of tax credit which give financial support from the government. These are the child tax credit and the working tax credit. In simple terms, the child tax credit gives support to families for their children. The child tax credit is based on the family's income, and claimants can claim support regardless of whether or not they are in work. The working tax credit is designed to support working households on low income by topping up earnings. Working, in this context, covers either employment or self-employment. Claimants must usually be in the UK. An individual who is not ordinarily resident in the UK is treated as not being in the UK. An individual who is ordinarily resident in the UK may be treated as being in the UK if he is temporarily absent from the UK. Temporary absence is defined as absence unlikely to exceed 52 weeks. The individual will be treated as being in the UK for the first 8 weeks of any period of absence, or up to 12 weeks in certain circumstances. Single or separated individuals will claim based on their own individual financial circumstances. People who are either married and living together, or an unmarried couple living together, will claim based on their joint circumstances. This includes same-sex cohabiting couples. The working tax credit and the child tax credit are separate credits, although many individuals or families will get both. Both the amount of the working tax credit and the child tax credit are based on the income of the claimant, or on joint income if the claimants are a couple. As will be seen, both tax credits are wholly or partly withdrawn if the income exceeds certain thresholds. Both the working tax credit and the child tax credit are awarded for a tax year. However, the credits are physically paid either every week or every 4 weeks. The mechanism of the awards will be discussed later in this session. Let's look at the way the credits work, starting with the working tax credit. The working tax credit extends support to working people on low incomes, including families without children. The credits are increased for working households in which one or more individuals have a disability. The working tax credit reduces with income such that the credit will be reduced to nil once a certain threshold has been reached. A person will be entitled to claim the working tax credit if he or she is either working at the date of the claim or will be starting work within the next 7 days. In addition, one of four conditions must be satisfied. The claimant must be aged 16 or over, have a child for which he or his partner is responsible, and work at least 16 hours per week. Alternatively, the claimant must be 16 or over, works at least 16 hours per week, and have a disability which puts him at a disadvantage in getting a job. Individuals may also claim the working tax credit if he or she is aged at least 50, works at least 16 hours per week, and is returning to work after time spent claiming Social Security benefits. In this case, credits can be claimed for 12 months only. Finally, the claimant must be aged at least 25 and must work for at least 30 hours per week. It is envisaged that most claimants will qualify under the last of these four conditions. The working tax credit is calculated using the table we will reproduce on your screen. Credits are awarded for the tax year. All claimants receive the basic credit of £1,920. If the claimant is part of a couple or is a lone parent, an additional amount of £1,890 is due. A further credit of £790 is due if the claimant works at least 30 hours per week on average. The 30 hours per week element applies to a couple if between them they work at least 30 hours per week, and one or both of them works at least 16 hours per week. Disabled workers receive extra credits of £2,570, with an additional £1,095 for claimants with enhanced disabilities. Claimants aged 50 or over who are returning to work receive further credits for a maximum of 12 months. These credits are £1,320 if the claimant works between 16 and 29 hours per week, rising to £1,965 for claimants working at least 30 hours. The working tax credit includes a childcare element to compensate working claimants for the costs of providing childcare for their children while they are at work. The childcare element is 80% of eligible childcare costs. These eligible costs are capped at £175 a week for a family with one child, and £300 a week where there is more than one child. The childcare element is based on actual costs incurred by the claimant. If the childcare is paid weekly, the weekly amount is based on the average weekly charge for the most recent 4 complete weeks before the claim. If a fixed monthly amount is paid, the monthly charge is converted to a weekly amount by multiplying by 12 and dividing by 52. If the monthly charge varies, the weekly amount is calculated by aggregating the charges for the previous 12 months and dividing the total by 52. Any decreases in childcare costs must be notified to HMRC, unless such changes are less than £10 a week or are for less than 4 consecutive weeks. This will enable the revenue to revise the working tax credit as appropriate. Relief for childcare costs can be claimed if care is provided by a registered childminder or accredited childcare organisation. The provider must be registered with the local authority or Ofsted. A relative of the claimant can be a recognised provider as long as the relative does not look after the child at the child's home. Claims for childcare can be made until 1st of September following the child's 15th birthday. To claim the childcare element, the claimant must work at least 16 hours per week. In the case of joint claims, both claimants must work at least 16 hours per week. The working tax credit is reduced depending on the claimant's income or joint income for couples. Full credits are given to those with annual income at or below £6,420. Thereafter, the total amount of credit entitlement is reduced by 39p for every £1 of income in excess of the threshold. Let's illustrate this by running through a numerical example. Judith is single and has no children. She is 29 and is employed on a salary of £10,000. She works 35 hours per week. We will compute her working tax credit entitlement for 2010-11. Judith will be awarded working tax credits calculated as follows. She will receive the basic element plus an additional element of £790 as she works at least 30 hours a week. Her credits before the income abatement are £2,710. As Judith's income exceeds £6,420, the credits will be reduced. Credits are reduced by 39p for every £1 of income above £6,420. The abatement is £1,396, leaving Judith with a credit award of £1,314. This is Judith's annual credit for the tax year. In practice, this will be paid either weekly or full weekly. Moving on now to child tax credits. The child tax credit is a payment to support families with children. Individuals or families can claim the credit if they are responsible for the maintenance and welfare of at least one child. It does not matter whether the claimant is working. Child tax credits will provide support for a child until the 1st of September following the child's 16th birthday. Note that the childcare element within the working tax credit only applies up to the 1st of September following the child's 15th birthday. Therefore, for the following year, i.e. up to the September following the child's 16th birthday, child tax credit can be claimed, but no relief will be given for any childcare costs. Support can be claimed for children over 16 if they are under 20 and in full-time education. This will not include university, but will cover sixth form college or technical colleges, etc. If the child has left full-time education but does not have a job or training place and has registered with the Careers Service or equivalent, credits can be claimed for the next 20 weeks. Child tax credit is paid in addition to any working tax credit the claimant is entitled to. and is also paid in addition to child benefit. The child benefit payments are £20.30 per week for the first child and £13.40 per week for every other child. These benefits are not restricted by income and remain tax-free. We calculate the child tax credit by using the table below. The basic child tax credit is £2,300 per year for each child. These credits increase where the child has a disability or enhanced disability. In addition, a claimant can claim a family element. This is £545 per year, or £1,090 if the family have a child under 1 year old. This family element is only given once and is not multiplied by the number of children. The family element can be claimed by either couples or by single parents. As for the working tax credit, the child tax credit is reduced depending on the claimant's income or joint income for couples. Working tax credit and child tax credit will be given in full to those with annual income at or below £6,420. Thereafter, the total amount of credit entitlement is reduced by 39p for every £1 of income in excess of the threshold. If the claimant is only entitled to the child tax credit, i.e. the parent is not working, the full amount of the tax credit will be payable until annual income reaches £16,190. Thereafter, it is reduced by 39p in the pound. As both the working tax credit and the child tax credit are reduced by reference to the family's income, there will come a point at which no working tax credit or child tax credit will be available. However, there is a minimum entitlement to child tax credit. Until the family income reaches £50,000, child tax credit of £545 per tax year will be due, even if the abatement would reduce the credit below this level. If the family income exceeds £50,000, the child tax credit is tapered away at £1 for each additional £15 of income until it is eventually reduced to nil. The cut-off point for a zero child tax credit entitlement is therefore £58,175 of joint income. However, the revenue has said that where credit entitlements are less than £26 per year, no credits will be paid. This means that the cut-off point for a zero child tax credit award is actually £57,780. The minimum child tax credit entitlement is increased to £1,090 per annum in the tax year of the child's birth. Again, tapered away once the £50,000 threshold is breached. The cut-off point in this instance, ignoring the £26 de minimis figure, is £66,350. There is no minimum amount of working tax credit, so workers who are not on low incomes will not receive a credit entitlement. Once again, no working tax credits will be paid if the annual entitlement is less than £26. Taxpayers will receive tax credit direct from the revenue. Direct payments will be made on either a weekly or four-weekly basis at the option of the claimant. Payment must usually be paid into a bank account, although payment by gyro may be made in exceptional circumstances. If a claim for working tax credit is made by a couple both working at least 16 hours a week, the couple will decide who will receive the credit. However, the childcare element of the working tax credit and the child tax credit will be paid directly to the person who is primarily responsible for caring for the children in the family. In most instances, this will be the mother. Therefore, even though the credits may be based on the family's joint income, the support will be given directly to the primary carer. Let's run through a couple more numerical examples. Daniel and Louise have one child, aged 3. Daniel works full-time, earning £13,000 per annum. Louise does not work and stays at home looking after their daughter. As Daniel works full-time, he will be awarded a working tax credit. The basic element is £1,920. To this we add the couple element, as Daniel has a partner. An extra £790 is added as Daniel works more than 30 hours a week. Daniel and Louise can claim the child tax credit as they have a child under 16. The credit is £2,300 per child. We add the family element of £545, giving total credits before any abatement of £7,445. This will be reduced depending on the family's joint income. The abatement is 39% of the excess income over £6,420. The total credit award for Daniel and Louise is therefore £4,879. The abatement will apply to the working tax credit before the child tax credit. David and Lisa are married. They have three children, aged 9, 6 and 2. David is 37 and works full-time earning £20,000. Lisa is 36 and works part-time, 20 hours a week, earning £8,000. Lisa is the primary carer of the children. Weekly childcare costs are £120. The couple will be entitled to claim working tax credits and child tax credits. The basic element of the working tax credit is £1,920. To this, we add the couple's element, plus an extra amount, as between them they work for more than 30 hours a week. As both work more than 16 hours, relief is given for part of the couple's childcare costs. As the childcare costs are less than the ceiling of £300, we simply take 80% of the weekly costs and multiply by 52. We next consider the child tax credits. The basic credit is £2,300 per child, being £6,900 in this instance. We add the family element of £545 to give total credits before abatement of £17,037. We restrict these credits based on the couple's joint income. Joint income is £28,000 to give an abatement of £8,416. The total credit awarded to David and Lisa is therefore £8,621. Again, the working tax credit, other than the childcare element, would be abated first, followed by the childcare element of the working tax credit, and then the child tax credit. As a result, the whole of the award will be payable directly to Lisa. This concludes the first part of this lecture. The session will be continued in Part B.